Author's note. The parts of this story that concern the situation of the Anishinaabe of the Shoal Lake 40 Reserve, which straddles Manitoba and Ontario, are based almost entirely in fact. In 1919, a water diversion project channeled fresh water from Shoal Lake to Winnipeg, and in the process, devastated the community's burial ground, isolated the native people on a man-made island, and caused catastrophic freshwater problems for nearly a century. Although I've altered a few recent developments for the sake of the story, the greed for water at the heart of this history is all too true. Katie is fictional. But the idea of continental redistribution of water is not. In North America, one of the grandest plans of all was the North American Water and Power Alliance, NAWPA. First proposed in the 1950s, the concept was a massive rechanneling of water from Alaska and Canada to the lower 48 states. The scheme involved approximately 370 construction projects and the creation of a 500-mile-long reservoir in what is known as the Rocky Mountain Trench, which would have totally inundated the Canadian cities of Banff and Jasper. The idea had a grand reception at first, but the cost, estimated in 1964 to be in excess of $300 billion, was ultimately deemed prohibitive and the ecological impact too momentous. In 2015, NASA satellite data revealed that 21 of the world's largest 37 aquifers have been severely depleted. Water scarcity has already caused human suffering and migrations on a massive scale. Water is now being called the next gold. As the supply of fresh water continues to dwindle and both greed and necessity begin to rule our thinking, it's neither difficult to believe that new technology will give rise to additional schemes for continental redistribution, nor inconceivable that nations will go to war for control of this precious commodity.